Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook. Tweet them and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. Amen. First of all, we want to welcome everyone to the show today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Also, we want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOWS team. If you would like to become a part or a follower of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, if you would contact Prophetess Yvonne Rye, who is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, at yrye50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Rye, and you can inbox her there. Also, we have ministries that are under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Rye. First, we have the Hour of Power with Prophetess Martha, Pathetic Corner from 6 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I, Minister Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have Moments in the Spirit, which is hosted by Minister Michelle Williams. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. Amen. Always a powerful word from the Lord. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Rye, and Pastor Joseph Rye at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Saturdays, we have Wild Radio with your host, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askews from Faith Cometh by Hearing Ministries. Amen. Glory to God. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the WOWS team. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, if you will contact Prophetess Yvonne, there is an offering, asking for an offering of $25 or more if you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit. That's all our announcements for today. Keep those in mind. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Daniel today, the 6th chapter of Daniel. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day. We thank you, God, for strength. We thank you, Father, for making a way out of no way for your children, oh God. Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we magnify your holy name. Father God, we know that you are a God that is able to deliver. We know that you are a God that is able to heal. We know that you are a God that is able to do all things. Father God, we just give you praise in advance for it, even now, God, for delivering your people from the hands of their enemies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you right now that your blood has never lost its power. We thank you, Father God, for the blood of the Lamb, for thou art worthy of all our praises. Oh, God, we just come today to worship you and magnify and glorify your name, for thou art worthy of all our praises. There's no God like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God, for you are worthy of all of our praises, oh Father. We pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for those that are behind prison bars. We pray for those who are homeless. We pray for those who are lost. Father God, we pray that you will meet them at their point of need, right where they are, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will let them, hallelujah, feel the love of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, comfort them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them hear your voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just give you praise right now. Father God, we pray, Father God, for the lost. We pray that they will come out of the world of sin and live for the Lord. Father God, we know that you're able to heal, deliver, and to set them free. We know that you're able to heal their mind, their minds, their body, and their soul. Oh, God, we just give you praise for it right now, God. Lord, we give you glory and we give you honor for this soul, God, in the name of Jesus. And all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is in the soul-saving business. Amen. Glory to God. The message will be coming from Daniel, the 6th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the 20th verse, and the word of God reads, "And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouth, that they have not hurt me. For so much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no matter of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they had cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones into pieces of ever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote upon all people, nations, and language that dwelleth in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even until the end. He delivered and rescued, and he have worked signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who have delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." Amen. I want to encourage you in your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. Glory to God. The book of Daniel. Daniel was a prophet of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. He was a very powerful man of God. He was a man of prayer. He was a man that had an excellent spirit. He had the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. The true and living God. Hallelujah. He was a man that you could not find anything wrong in Daniel. Glory to God. He had no errors and he had no fault to be found in him. He was a righteous man and he was living a righteous life before God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But as we look at the story of Daniel, hallelujah, Daniel was placed in the lion's den to be destroyed. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in the verses before that Daniel, hallelujah, was getting a lot of promotions, and the people, hallelujah, in other words, that he worked with. And I think the Bible says that they were the presidents and the princes, hallelujah. They became very envious and jealous of Daniel, hallelujah, to Jesus. And they were finding and trying to find a way to destroy Daniel. My God. And they could not find anything wrong with him but to come against him and his God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says that they began to persecute him, and they began to find plans and ways and set traps for Daniel. Glory to God. So much so that they went to the king and had the king, hallelujah, to write up, in other words, a decree, hallelujah, that if anybody prayed, hallelujah, to any other God, hallelujah to Jesus, hallelujah, they would be placed in the lion's den. So see, Daniel was a praying man. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says that Daniel prayed 3 times a day. He prayed in the morning, and I can imagine that he prayed in the noonday, and I can imagine that he prayed in the midnight hour, because Daniel was a praying man. Ah, hallelujah to Jesus. My Lord, the Bible says that once the decree had went forth, glory to God, ah, hallelujah, his accuser, his persecutors, hallelujah, had went to the king, glory to God, and to remind him what his decree said, glory to God. Ah, hallelujah. And the Bible says, glory to God, there was Daniel in his chamber, and he was praying unto his God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Daniel never stopped praising the Lord, praying to the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. I can imagine that he was a praiser and a worshiper of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. See, the enemy had come against Daniel. Ah, hallelujah. Don't you know that the enemy will always come against that? That is true. Hallelujah. There's always opposition against the true spirit of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. My Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus, that the king had ordered, King Darius had ordered for him to be placed in the lion's den. He said unto Daniel, you know, he liked it, Daniel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because Daniel was a righteous man. He was a holy man. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he lived holy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was a righteous man of God, and he was being falsely accused, and he was being lying on. He had lying tongues that rose up against him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. See, the Bible says, touch not God's anointed and do his promise no harm. Glory to God. And they had touched the prophet of God. Ah, hallelujah to Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. Ah, believe the word of the Lord. Glory to God. Touch not God's anointed. Ah, hallelujah. And do his prophets no harm. See, the Bible says no weapon formed against the prophet of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It will not prosper. Hallelujah. Every tongue that rose up against it, against them, shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. Ah, glory to God. See, the Bible says nothing by no means shall harm them. Ah, hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, God, we thank you for your holy word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, glory, hallelujah. The Bible says, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, the devil goes around. Ah, hallelujah, to and fro, trying to figure out who he can devour. Hallelujah to Jesus. Who can he accuse before God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have people, hallelujah, that is around us just like they were around Daniel. Hallelujah. Doing the same thing, rising up and increasing in numbers around the children of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But when you come against the spirit of God, hallelujah to Jesus, you will not win. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, the Bible says that when they placed Daniel down in the lion's den, just God Almighty. Ah, hallelujah to Jesus. I can imagine Daniel. Hallelujah. He never lost his faith. I can think and know that Daniel was still praying unto his God. Ah, hallelujah. That's why the king kept reminding him, glory to God, the God that you continue to serve. I want you to know this day, if you keep on serving God, don't let nothing turn you around. Don't let nothing stop your work of your ministry. Don't let nothing push you out of the will of God. Your enemies cannot touch you when you belong to the true and living God. Ah, hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're covered under the blood of Jesus. You're covered up under the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rose up against you shall be condemned in the mighty name of Jesus. And it shall come to pass. Ah, hallelujah. This day in the name of Jesus. It is so. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, the Bible says, good God Almighty, that Daniel was placed in the lion's den. They thought they had it. Glory to God. They thought that they had destroyed the man of God. You cannot keep what God has ordained to live. You cannot kill a prophet of God. Hallelujah. You cannot kill him or her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. this is a great book of deliverance. It shows how God delivered Daniel out of the lion's den. Hallelujah. The deliverance of Daniel. Glory to God. That's the title of our message. Glory to God is the deliverance of Daniel. God's power was revealed not only to Daniel, but unto his enemy. Not only to his enemy, but to the people in the land. It was shown that Daniel belonged to God. See, God is about to show somebody, hallelujah, that you belong to him. Hallelujah. God is about to show somebody, hallelujah, that you've been redeemed by the blood. God is about to show somebody, hallelujah, that Jesus, that you belong to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Daniel was delivered. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. That's why the king said to him, he said, oh, Daniel, 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 Daniel. Glory to God. The God that you serve. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is your God able to deliver you from the lion? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David, good God Almighty, David came in the spirit. Hallelujah to me. You know what David said in the word? Glory to God. David knew the deliverance power of God. David writes in Psalm 3, he said he was surrounded by his enemies. Glory to God on every side. And the enemy was increasing around him. Glory to God. But that, you know what he said? He said, I was able to go to sleep. You know why I was able to go to sleep, good God Almighty? Because I know my God was able to deliver me. Hallelujah. You know when David would shout and praise unto God, hallelujah to Jesus, hallelujah, David's enemies was in his own household. Glory to God. See, the Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, that his own son, Absalom, was against him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here was Daniel. Glory to God. Here he was doing the work, hallelujah, of whatever he was doing on his job, yet he had enemies. It was not the people that he didn't know. These were people that he did know. These were people that he worked with. These were people that he seen every day. Hallelujah. I can imagine they were smiling in his face. Hallelujah. But yet, at the same time, they were stabbing them in the neck. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we got to be very careful. Hallelujah, because we're living in perilous time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the enemy is coming against the children of God all over the land. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to come together in the body of Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to get on our knees and we got to begin to pray as Daniel would pray. Hallelujah. I'm sure Daniel was praying a prayer of deliverance unto God. And God heard his prayer. Good God Almighty. And he revealed his power of deliverance when he delivered Daniel. Hallelujah. God delivered him out of the lion's den. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is able to deliver you. Don't let nothing push you away from God. That's why it's bum rushing you. Glory to God. Because it's trying to stop you from doing the work of God. It's trying to steal your faith in God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's trying to take it away. Hallelujah. It's trying to take your belief. Hallelujah. That's why the king said it here. So manner of hurt was found upon Daniel. Because you know why? Because Daniel believed in his God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The king said, if your God can deliver you, if your God can deliver you, that's a powerful thing. Can your God deliver you? I come to tell you that God can deliver you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can deliver you from anything, anybody that's coming against you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he won't let you walk blind. Hallelujah. You may be blind for a little bit. Hallelujah to Jesus. But I guarantee you the scales will fall off your eyes if you get down on your knees in prayer. And if you read his word and you stay in his presence, glory to God, he will let you know what's coming against you. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, Daniel knew. Hallelujah. He had that relationship with God. Hallelujah. He had that relationship with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was steadfast in his faith. Glory to God. He loved it, God. Hallelujah. He belonged to the true and living God. Hallelujah. You can't come against the spirit of the true and living God. You're going to lose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's nowhere in this Bible, glory to God, that the children of God was defeated. God delivered the children out of Israel, and the enemy was destroyed before their faces. God delivered the three Hebrew boys out of the fiery furnace. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Somebody ought to hear me now. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. No work that is done against an anointed man, woman of God, or ministry will work. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, you're coming against the true spirit of God. There's always opposition when it comes to the things of God. Hallelujah. We even know that in the word, because the Bible says that Jesus was persecuted, lied on. He had lying tongues. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. But God is able to shut the mouths of the lying tongues around you even now in the name of Jesus. Shut their mouths right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I sit for the blood through the airways right now in the name of Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. This day, good God Almighty, you shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I get so excited. I get so excited about the word because I know God is a deliverer. Hallelujah. I know I'm as a deliverer because he has delivered me. He has delivered me. He has kept me. He has kept my mind, my body, and my soul. When the enemy meant to destroy me, see, that's my testimony. Glory to God. I know him as a deliverer. That's why I can tell you that God can deliver you from the hands of your enemies. Good God Almighty. I don't care who they are. And I don't care how big and bad they think they are. Glory to God. They're not big and bad enough to defeat God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing by no means shall harm you. You don't have to fear. Fear not and stand still and see the salvation of your God this day in the name of Jesus. Good God of mine. Woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. My Lord, my Lord. And see, the king even said, he said, peace be multiplied. Peace be unto you. Fear not. Hold your head up. Glory to God. You're a child of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the Bible says that once Daniel had been taken out of the lion's den, this is the deliverance power of God. The very thing that the enemy meant for Daniel was the same thing that came against their own. Because, see, the Bible said, I'm not saying to read it now. Can we go back over? We got enough time to go back over. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And the king commanded that they brought these men which had accused Daniel. They accused Daniel. You know, they accused Jesus, too. Glory to God. And they cast them in the den of the lions. Glory to God. Them. It says, them, the accused. Their children, the children of the accuser, and their wives of the accuser, and the lion had the master. In other words, he ate them. They broke the bones. The very thing that they meant for Daniel, the prophet of God. Glory to God. It came on them. It was reversed. What they had done, the plot that they had done against the prophet of God came against their own household. Matter of fact, glory to God, not only was they destroyed, because they tried to destroy Daniel, hallelujah to Jesus, their very seed was destroyed. Good God Almighty. Ah, it's not good to come against a prophet of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's not good to come against a man or woman of God. It's not good to come against God's ministry. Ah, hallelujah. He don't take it lightly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you for this word. We thank you. I want to encourage you to always pray. No matter how bad it looks, no matter what you're going through, no matter how much or how dark it may be, continue to pray. Hallelujah. You say, well, I don't really know how to pray. Let me tell you something. When I was in a place of darkness where I should have been destroyed, I should not be in my right mind today. But God was with me. And I really didn't know how to pray. Not for real. I really didn't know God like I know God. For real, like I know him now. Glory to God, because he's my everything. But I did pray by what I was taught. And I would get up every morning because I had a certain time that I could have peace that I could actually pray. Glory to God. And I would get up in the morning time and I would pray them hours while I had peace to pray. And I was laying there in the bed. Glory to God. And I heard something said, the speaking of tongues. I didn't know what it was. Glory to God. It's a gift from God. I didn't know what it was, but he gave it unto me. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I didn't really know how to pray, but I took the word of God. And I prayed the way I knew how to pray. And God delivered me. And as I continued to pray, hallelujah, not knowing the things of the Spirit, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I didn't know what was coming against me. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Then as I got close to the time, oh, hallelujah, God had heard my prayer because I had been praying for years. Hallelujah. God sent forth a prophet in my life. Sent prophet this month. Good God Almighty. And when he sent her into my life, a true prophet, glory to God, everything in my life began to change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When a prophet come in your life, don't reject the true prophet of God. Because when a true prophet come in your life, deliverance is coming to your house. Do you remember when God sent Moses into the land of Egypt? Deliverance had come to the house. Glory to God. Deliverance is coming to your house. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. When a prophet comes, deliverance is coming to your house. Good God Almighty. I get excited about it. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. I get so excited about it because I know that I should not even be here today. I should be up on the eighth floor somewhere if that's where the devil had it. That's where he wanted it. But God said, not so. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Daniel was delivered by the true and living God. He is the only one that can truly deliver you. True deliverance only comes through God. Hallelujah. That's why many times people will go back to the thing that God has pulled them away from. He has told you not to go back, and you're contemplating going back. Don't go back. Don't go back. Hallelujah. Hear the voice of the Lord. Don't you go back. Glory to God. Don't go back because there's danger there. You may not get out this time. Glory to God. Don't go back. Don't worry about the work of your enemies. Don't worry about the evildoers. God sees them, and he will handle them according to the seeds that they have sown. Glory to God. That's why the Bible said, if you reap the seed, you shall sow the seed. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to. Glory to God. I'm just a messenger of the gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I've given my life to God, and I have surrendered all unto the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is his message. It's not mine. Glory to God. I'm just a vessel being used by the Lord. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to always pray. Always stand in faith, no matter how bad it looks. Always believe your God. And sometimes it looks really bad. Sometimes the fire get really hot. Glory to God. Yes, people were so throw you, as some of them say, under the bus. Some of them will lie and lie and lie and lie. But just like God shut the mouth of the lion, so shall he shut the mouth of a lion tongue that is coming against his people, his prophet, his chosen men, women of God. It shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. It's coming to pass. Glory to God. God said enough is enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you know what? This is a powerful message of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He let us know that he's able to deliver us. You don't have to worry about it. Just know that he's able to deliver you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know this God of Daniel, if you would say this prayer with me, hallelujah. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, find your Bible, believe in church, get your Bible, begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you from faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. God is able to keep you. God is able to deliver you. God is able to set you free. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You have a blessed day. A blessed day and a blessed week in the name of the Lord, and meet us here next week at the same place and the same time. What's the truth? Amen.